Good morning and praise God for the testimonies that we have heard.
早上好，为着我们今天早上所听到的这些见证，我们要感谢神。
God has been good to us.
神对我们是善的。
This morning I just want to bring a very quick word of encouragement.
今天早上我想要很快的分享一些对弟兄姊妹的激励。
Last month we started reading from Ephesians chapter 4.
上个月的时候呢，我们开始分享以弗所书的第四章。
Where Paul told us to live a life worthy of the calling that we have received.
保罗告诉我们呢，我们行事为人要与我们所蒙的恩相称。
And how we live that way is to live in unity in the body of believers.
我们当如何行事为人活出这个样式呢？乃是要在肢体的合一里面。
The second way we live up to the high calling we have received is in our behavior, in our lifestyle.
那么第二个呢，乃是要在我们的生命中活出一个新的生命的样式。
So Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 says this.
所以在以弗所书第四章第十七节这么说。
So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking.
所以我说，且在主里确实地说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
They are darkened in their understanding and are separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts.
他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了。都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of iniquity with a continual lust for more.
良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
You, however, did not come to know Christ this way.
你们学了基督，却不是这样。
Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus.
如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
To be made new in the attitude of your minds.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。
And to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
We who are believers all have this common testimony.
我想我们所有的信徒呢，我们都有这同样的见证。
That God has called us to take off our old self and to put on the new self.
神叫我们要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
That the old self was full of sin.
因为我们的老我充满了罪恶。
But the new self was created by God.
但是这个新我呢，却是神所造的。
And this is what makes Christianity different from every other religion and philosophy.
这也就是为什么我们信耶稣的与其他的宗教或者哲学迥然不同的地方。
The Bible says we are given a new creation.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们在主里面是新造的。
We are made new.
我们是新造的。
And so when the world says to live well,
这个世界告诉我们呢，要活得好。
It tells us to live good so that we can receive good things.
他告诉我们，我们要活得好，所以我们才能够收到好的东西。
But the Bible says God has already made you good.
但是圣经却告诉我们，神已经把我们造得好。
He has already made you righteous in Christ.
神已经叫我们在基督里面被造成为公义。
You are already heirs of Christ.
我们早已经是基督的后续。
Inheritors of God's kingdom.
并且我们是神国度的后世。
And because we are already good, God says, now go do good things.
所以因为我们已经是好的，所以神告诉我们，现在我们要去行善。
And it doesn't matter if we get good in return.
所以不论我们是否有个好的回报。
Because God has already given us the best.
因为神已经将最好的赐给我们了。
We are now just called to act according to our new good nature.
我们今天不过是被召要去行出来与我们所蒙的恩相称。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
those who are getting baptized this morning,
所以这些弟兄姊妹早上受浸的
you have received a new wonderful high calling in the Lord.
你今天早上已经得到了一个从上面来的召
You are a new righteous creation.
你已经是一个新的公义的创造
So therefore, we must live according to that new nature.
所以我们今天活出来的要与这个所蒙的召相称。
Let's pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the testimonies that were given.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你为着今天早上的这些见证。
We thank you that you worked in mighty ways.
我们相信你在各样的方式上面都有工作。
That you took us while we were still sinful and still your enemies.
因为你在我们仍然是罪人与你为仇的时候你救了我们。
And you took all of our sin and all of our evilness and you took it to the cross and nailed it there as Jesus died on the cross.
当耶稣基督为我们钉在十字架的时候你将我们所有的罪所有的过犯都一同钉在十字架上。
So that we may be a new creation.
以致叫我们能够成为新造。
Now, Lord, help us to live a life that matches that wonderful calling that you have given us.
主啊，我们现在求你给我们力量，叫我们能够活出来与我们所蒙的恩相称。
Help us to be merciful as you are merciful.
主啊，帮助我们，叫我们成为恩慈的，因为你对我们是恩慈的。
Help us to be holy as you are holy.
因着你是圣洁的帮助我们成为圣洁
Help us to love as you are love
因着你是爱求你帮助我们能够爱
In the power of the Holy Spirit
在圣灵的能力里面
We pray this in Jesus' name
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名
Amen,
Amen.